Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Find What is Product Market Fit in 30 Days. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering statistic. 90% of startups fail because they build products nobody wants. Think about that for a moment. Not because they ran out of money, not because they had bad marketing, but because they created something the world didn't need. Today, we're exploring the one metric that determines if your business will survive or die: product market fit. So what exactly is product market fit? It's that magical sweet spot where your product perfectly solves a real customer problem that people are willing to pay for. You know you've found it when three things happen. Customers buy without heavy convincing. They naturally tell others about your product, and they'd genuinely be disappointed if it disappeared tomorrow. Without this fit, no amount of marketing budget or venture capital will save your startup. Here's where most entrepreneurs stumble. They fall in love with their solution instead of falling in love with their customer's problem. They build features customers don't actually need or want to pay for. They mistake their friends and family saying that's cool for real market validation. It's like building a beautiful key without knowing what door it needs to open. The real test of product market fit isn't surveys or focus groups. It's actual buying behavior. Watch your retention rates, not just your acquisition numbers. If you're pushing hard to get sales, if you're constantly explaining why someone needs your product, you don't have product market fit yet. Consider Airbnb's journey. They started offering air mattresses for conferences, and frankly, nobody cared. The founders were so broke they lived on cereal boxes and nearly went bankrupt. But then they discovered something profound. People didn't just want cheap accommodation, they wanted unique travel experiences. That shift from cheap beds to belong anywhere created billion-dollar product market fit. Here's your actionable takeaway. This week, survey 10 recent customers and ask them one simple question. How would you feel if you could no longer use our product? If less than 40% say very disappointed, you haven't found product market fit yet. But that's valuable data, because now you know exactly what work needs to be done. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.